Now, let's get more on the news that the Secretary of State for Scotland, Michael Moore, has been sacked in a reshuffle of Nick Clegg's senior team at Westminster.
Yeah, he's to be replaced by the Liberal Democrats' chief whip, Alistair Carmichael. It comes less than a year before the Scottish independence referendum. There is a general government reshuffle going on today. That's the first move. Let's go to Downing Street now and speak to our chief political correspondent, Norman Smith. Does Michael Moore think he's been sacked? Is it all right to describe it as that, Norman?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I'm just looking at the letters he and Nick Clegg have exchanged, and they're very pally-wally, and there's no suggestion of bitterness or rancour. Michael Moore says, "I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to be part of the cabinet, putting Liberal Democrat policies into practice, etc., etc., etc." The insight you get into why he was moved, though, comes in Nick Clegg's letter. He says, "As we discussed when we spoke on Friday," in other words, he was given the bullet before the weekend, "I believe we now need to draw on different experience in the final years running up to the referendum." Now, what that means, just talking to people, is they want a slightly different approach to that of Michael Moore in taking on Alex Salmond, because Michael Moore adopted a very consensual, level-headed approach in the arguments he put over why Scotland should stay in the Union. He never, for example, suggested that Scotland couldn't go it alone, that it would be broke. Instead, he sought to make a much more conciliatory argument, which deprived Alex Salmond the opportunity to go around waving the saltire and accusing Michael Moore of talking down Scotland. So there was a sense, I think, amongst many people that actually he fought quite a canny campaign. However, Alistair Carmichael, the man who is now replacing him, the chief whip, I think he will adopt more of an abrasive, in-your-face approach to Alex Salmond. There's going to be less of the sort of sotto voce criticism, much more right in your face. Clearly, they feel maybe they need to step it up a level. Interesting, because that would run against what has been the whole thrust of the Better Together campaign. They have deliberately not sought to ramp it up. They've deliberately not sought to make it easy for Alex Salmond to portray them as, you know, Sassenachs, etc., etc., etc. They now seem to want to take a more abrasive approach, frankly. Alistair Carmichael, he comes from the Whip's office. If you work in the Whip's office, you inevitably have to have a bit of, you know, the parliamentary street fighter about you, so he will be more adept at that. But, you know, I was just reading on Twitter, quite interesting, a lot of the reaction to Michael Moore's departure, a lot of people not sure it's a good move in terms of the independence campaign. A lot of people think, actually, he and Alistair Darling made quite a good combination.
OK, Norman, well, that's pretty well it so far, isn't it? So we'll keep an eye on how things go throughout the morning. Thanks very much, Norman. Thank you.